Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. I mentioned this in a past interview with you, but I want to bring it up again. When we were at the Global Prayer Gathering and Gary Haugen, the founder, president of IJM, spoke, he spoke on joy of all things and the joy of the Lord being our strength. And you even, as a staff person who you work closely with Gary, you said you still remember parts of that message and they resonated with you. Maybe speak to that, importance of the joy of the Lord amidst facing some of these awful injustices.
I'm so glad you raised that because it really is, I think, one of the most critical tools that we could have, one of the most important gifts that God gives us that we could carry with us into our daily life and into a world where we're trying to open our eyes to really see the suffering around us. It's joy. And it seems really counterintuitive because I think often when we're hearing about just how much devastating need there is in the world, the last thing we feel even legitimized to feel is joy. We feel like there is a guilt on us if we experience joy or if we appreciate what we have in our own lives. We feel like we need to somehow put on blinders, but that's just going to be suffocating. And I made that mistake time after time after time when I was first learning about human trafficking and first even reading the scriptures with new eyes and trying to communicate about God's passion for justice. I was so overwhelmed by the enormity of what God says in the Bible and how much need there is in the world. And I just wanted to get that through people's heads. Like, this is God's passion. But I would come at it with, and I probably still do to this day to some extent, just such a seriousness. And there is a gravity to this, but we serve a God who is so worthy to be praised and so worthy of gratitude, and he gives us joy as this gift of oxygen to actually embrace in our day-to-day life, and it gives us strength. It's, you know, how oxygen gives your muscles strength to be able to actually grow, even in the midst of grinding hard workouts. You need that oxygen, and that's what joy is. It enables you to breathe in the midst of things that are really crippling and then to realize, oh, actually, this doesn't depend on me convincing people that this is who God is or convincing people that there's so much wrong in the world and they need to wake up and pay attention. This is actually about who God is, and he's inviting people to see who he is, that he's the great rescuer, that he's the one who can and is and will set everything right, and he's inviting us to join him, and that when we join him, we'll go to places that are really hard and it'll be dark, but there's joy in the midst of it because we're with him and because it's his vision for the world that he is bringing to bear, and it's a vision of beauty.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.